So, what are we celebrating this Sunday? Are we like American Indian tribes who call themselves the people, man, or human, as if they were the only ones? The Aleut, the Apache, the Cheyennes, the Haida, the Hopi, the Karak, the Miwok, the Navajo, the Pawnee, and the Sioux all did that. Other Native Americans called them by a different, usually uncomplimentary name. For example, the Apache called themselves Dinna, which means the people. Apache was the name others called them, and it means enemy. Well, is that what we Lutherans do on Reformation? We celebrate the church that we celebrate being the church or Christians par excellence? No. Reformation is not a celebration of superiority, but of certainty. We celebrate today having a certain word from God. Though burned by emperors, banned by governments, and ridiculed by the educated, it has been passed down to us. We celebrate that God's revelation of Himself recorded in the Bible is certain for living and for dying. There is not some hidden will of God that we must find out before we can be saved. There is not some secret knowledge of God that only a few have. All that God wants us to know for faith and life, He had the prophets and apostles recorded for us in Holy Scripture. We are celebrating the certainty of Holy Scripture today over against the Roman Catholic Church, which indeed accepts Scripture as God's revelation, but alongside of it places tradition. But it's not just that Scripture and the traditions of the Church Fathers are on the same level. No, both Scripture and tradition are only authoritative as they are interpreted by the current Pope. The Roman Catholic Church is unapologetic about this. They don't claim purgatory, the Immaculate Conception, and papal infallibility are taught in Scripture. They admit those are found in tradition. But for them, sacred traditions are authoritative, as are the doctrinal decrees of the Pope. But we're celebrating the certainty of Scripture not just over against extending God's revelation of Himself beyond Scripture, but over against limiting that revelation as the Reformed or other Protestants do. For them, Scripture is as certain insofar as it agrees with human reason. From the get-go, they rejected the waters of baptism being able to regenerate anyone to new spiritual life. From the get-go, they rejected the bread and wine of communion being the actual body and blood of Jesus. Why? Because it's impossible. Today, Lutherans celebrate that Scripture is sufficient. No more, no less revelation is needed. No one can bind our consciences or make us feel guilty by something that's not in Holy Scripture. And whatever is in Scripture, even if it is contrary to what humans can reason or figure or beyond what science can see, we take comfort in it. We celebrate today not only that God's revelation of Himself is certain, but that God's grace is. The Roman Catholic Church and Protestant churches talk about God's grace, but they can't celebrate it the way we do. The Roman Catholic Church looks for grace inside of people. They speak of grace being infused. It's put into people by the sacraments. Through sinning, the grace given leaks out of them, so a person has more or less grace. Lutherans see grace in God's heart for Jesus' sake. We don't look inside ourselves because with St. Paul we confess that no good thing dwells within us. We don't look for anything in us but what Scripture says is there, sin and death. Out of the heart, Jesus says, come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. Not grace. And since grace is not in our hearts, but in God's for Jesus' sake, it is certain. God is gracious to sinners not because I use His grace to do my best to keep His law, but because Jesus kept the law perfectly in my place, God is gracious to me. God is gracious to a sinner like me not because I have grace in my heart that covers up my sins, but because by suffering and dying, Jesus satisfied the wrath of God. In Jesus, God sees none of my sin and is nothing but gracious. So Lutherans celebrate today the certainty of having a gracious God because of Jesus' holy life and innocent death. We find nothing but sin and death in our hearts, but we find grace, mercy, and peace in God's heart for Jesus' sake. But where on earth is this grace available to us? We celebrate where God's grace is given to sinners over against the reform. The Roman Catholic Church will point you to the sacraments as the ways God's grace is given to you. But again, they think of it as being infused in you. The Reformed won't point you to them. Some Protestants do call them means of grace, but they won't say the grace is attached to the water, is attached to the elements of Holy Communion, is attached to the very words of absolution. Lutherans are certain of having the grace of God because in baptism Jesus Christ was put on them. On the day we were baptized, we entered into the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lutherans are certain that God is gracious to them because He sends their sins away through the words of absolution spoken by their pastor. Lutherans are certain they have a gracious God because He gives them to eat and drink the very body and blood of His only beloved Son in communion. You wouldn't give such precious food to someone you were still mad at. If grace is in my heart, then it's lost among the unbelief, the misbelief, and fallenness that is there. If I have varying amounts of grace based on how close my last communion was or on how much I've been sinning lately, then I'm never certain of how much grace I do or don't have. What if I die suddenly at one of my low grace points? Would I have enough grace to go to heaven? If grace is in God's heart because of Jesus' perfect life and innocent death on the cross, what a different picture. God is gracious to me based on what Jesus did, not on what I do. It is therefore certain. But if God does not tie His grace towards me to the means of grace, as the Reformed say, how can I be sure I have it? The Reformed, too, must look inward. Do I feel God's grace? They must ask. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Particularly when there's sickness, death, or disaster around, I feel like God's mad at me, that He's out to get to me. Where do I go then? A Lutheran is pointed to the waters of her baptism, the words of His absolution, or the body and blood of Jesus in their communion. They are the ways, the channels, the roads, the avenues that the grace of God won by Jesus on the cross in 30 AD is distributed to sinners in 2012 AD. Today, we Lutherans aren't celebrating we're the only ones going to heaven. We have never said that. We believe that all those in Christ are saved. We believe that anyone who confesses Jesus as their Savior is our brother or sister in Him. So what we're celebrating today is not the exclusiveness of our salvation, but the certainty. And this, too, we confess over against our Roman Catholic and Protestant brothers and sisters in Christ. G.K. Chesterton gives us a starting point. Remember, Chesterton was a Catholic and is considered to this day one of the greatest apologists for the Roman Catholic faith. He said, "The essence of Calvinism was certainty about salvation. The essence of Catholicism is uncertainty about salvation." Now, Lutherans would disagree with the first point, that the essence of Calvinism is certainty. But we would agree with the second point, that the essence of Catholicism is uncertainty about salvation. If your salvation is based on how much grace you have in your heart in any particular time, how do you ever know you have enough? If the forgiveness of your sins depends on making a complete and full confession, what happens when you remember you left one of your sins off? If the absolution spoken to you in private confession depends on you performing the penance given you by the priest, can you ever be certain you did your penance well enough? Did you really say that, "Our Father," sincerely? Did you freely give that money to the poor? We celebrate the certainty of our salvation not only over against the Roman Catholic Church, but against Protestants, both the Calvinist and others. Chesterton is right, Calvinism does trumpet a certainty of salvation, but only for some. Those elected for eternal salvation, but because they teach there are others who are elected to damnation, and that Christ only died for the believers, they make the whole matter uncertain. So how does the Calvinist know for sure he is saved? That he is chosen for salvation, not damnation? And that Christ really did die for his sins? He is pointed to his good works and or an inner light that assures him he's going to heaven. No Lutheran finds comfort here. With Isaiah 64, we confess that our good works are nothing but filthy rags. So there's no certainty in them. With Psalm 77, we do say at times, my soul refuses to be comforted. So there's no certainty in some inner light either. We celebrate the certainty of salvation because we find our election to salvation in the wounds of Christ. Whom does the Scripture say Christ died for? For all. Not just for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Scripture says he even died for those who reject him. Furthermore, since the open wounds of Christ bleed into the baptismal font, bleed into the chalice, and because the pastor paints that blood over us by absolution, we are as certain of our salvation as we are of having been baptized, communed, absolved. But it's not just over against the Protestant Calvinists we celebrate the certainty of our salvation, but it's over against the other Protestants who believe their salvation is certain because they decided to follow Jesus. They asked Jesus into their heart. They have a personal relationship with him. They're certain of salvation because of something they did. Lutherans never find their certainty in anything they do. It's not that I chose Jesus, but that God chose to love the whole world and sent Jesus as a wrath-removing sacrifice for it. God, through the preaching of Jesus, through the waters of baptism, found me when I sought him not. My salvation is not certain because I choose to hold on to Jesus, but because God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost hold me through the means of grace. And every drop of baptismal water and every syllable of absolution and every crumb of body and every droplet of blood, the Holy Trinity declares to me, we've got you. Like the Native Americans, others started calling us the name we would eventually be known as Lutheran. We call ourselves certain because God in Christ has made us that way. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.